You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
We have old mate Finn Bellingham from the trio Torua. He's coming on to talk about their new three-part waiata, Te Timatanga, which was released pretty recently. The three-part waiata explores the origins of the universe in Te Ao Māori, so I'm really looking forward to talking more about that and about the trio and about what else Finn has going on in his life. Good morning to you, Finn. How are we?
Kia ora, Zach. Yeah, doing well, thanks. Feeling well rested, which is rare. It's been a busy summer, but yeah, stoked to be here.
Tell me about your summer, girl. What's been keeping you busy?
Oh, gosh, a lot of festivals.
Oh, nice, nice.
Very busy playing with Torua, but also I play music under my own project, Te Manu. And yeah, it's been busy from Twisted Frequency to Splore, Shipwrecked, Dimension, Kiwiburn, just keeps coming. So, man. Yeah, it's been busy.
I heard, is it the last Splore of all time?
Yeah, it was the final Splore. So for us to be able to join, it was really special. And Ngaio, who does vocals in the band, one of their grandmas, sort of one of the founders. So it was real special for us to be able to kind of play this last one and say goodbye. So,
oh, yeah. That's real sweet. That's real sweet. Did you get to play Twisted Frequency, or did you have to cancel your set? Because there were floods all over the place. I know people who were supposed to play but didn't play. Did you end up playing?
Yeah, we ended up playing. I think it was slightly overblown. It was like a little bit hectic on New Year's, but aside from that, everything else is okay. But yeah, we opened the beat batch, so the bottom stage. I think it's the best set we've played so far, and we really enjoyed it. It was heaps of friends were there. It was right on sunset down by the river, kind of the sun beaming on the mountains. It was, yeah, pretty special.
Awesome, man. Awesome. Before we talk about anything else, I want to touch on a location. You're not originally from Tamaki Makaurau, are you?
I am indeed.
You are. Are you from the Bethels Beach area?
Yeah, I've grown up in Tehinga. And lived here most of my life. Still living here. I think it's the most beautiful place in the world.
Yeah, nice. Just massive fan of the beach there.
Yeah.
Oh,
epic.
Dope. As a group, Torua, you, Shankara, and Ngaio, you set out to explore the intersection of Puoro Māori, the traditional Māori music, with contemporary electronica. Were you sort of surprised with how big that intersection is?
I guess it's something which I've kind of just like stumbled across, really. I think it's a really new thing, in terms of, tanga puro, being used with electronic music. We have like Paddy Free and like Ngātai, like a decade ago, who really paved the way. Particularly with like Richard Nuns and like Hora Mōna Horo.
And then you have like Mokotron as well.
But now with Te Opera, with Mokotron, there's really like this big kind of revitalization of other artists using tanga puro, and it's really exciting to be part of that, and it just works like so well. It's pretty awesome to be part of this sort of new wave of artists.
It's the first release that you all have done since last year's, I'll try and get this in one breath, Punga Nangana. Punga Nangana. There we go. Where that track was a waiata asking the wind to help with a given task, this new three-part waiata explores the origins of the universe. When you have to sort of begin to sonically conceptualise what that could sound like, how do you even approach that? About the origins of the universe?
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess a big part is thinking about like the cosmology of Te Ao Māori, of like the Te Kore, the kind of negative nothingness, like the seabed of creation, and then the sort of this unfurling of movement or energy going from Te Kore into Te Pō, the night, into Te Whai Ao, like the dawn, into Te Ao Marama, the world of light, which we inhabit. So Te Timatanga draws upon really sort of old karakia, and it uses this image of plant growth as a metaphor. So the track, what it's describing is these initial movements of plants sort of growing and reaching out. And so I guess for us trying to think in that, how do we kind of sonically capture that? I think this track, we started with cicadas, and part of that was really inspiration from Alpha Stepper and Horomona's track Ipurangi. So Ipurangi is also tracing out sort of this a creation story, and it goes in that sort of, there's sort of two parts, there's Te Kore slash Te Pō, and then Te Whaiao and Te Aumarama. And in the Te Pō part, part of the parts where sort of starts to be like rustling and initial movements, there's a lot of like kind of clicking sounds, and I just thought, oh, this cicada's just really kind of you know, for so many people in Aotearoa, it's such a kind of present sound that's there everywhere, but you don't realise it's going on.
Yeah, you can't see them either. They're invisible.
Yeah, they're just sort of like all around us. I mean, right now they're going off outside my window. But so that's kind of what we thought. And then essentially wanting a track that builds, you know, so it starts sort of really quiet, really slow, and then builds into a kind of like an epic sort of finale. And a big part of that as well is the lyrics are repeating themselves. And as they repeat, it's sort of like sort of spiraling around, and with each repetition, it's not just you don't end up in the same place, but you're sort of adding to it, and so you're almost in the same place, but you're like one spiral above or below. So that was the kind of idea.
The double movement of creation, is that what we're talking about here?
Yeah. So that's representing like the takarangi spiral. So both sort of things spiraling in and spiraling out simultaneously.
So cool. You mentioned that the origin of the universe is like the growth cycle of a plant, and that reminds me of a project by a synth artist in Aotearoa, Sophie Burberry. Her album Ko-Fi, have you heard that?
No, but I'm definitely going to go listen to it.
Oh, it's kind of. I mean, I don't want to compare it to Mort Garson's Plantasia, but I guess that's the closest thing I can think of. It's quite bright synth work, and it starts off with the roots, the aka, and then eventually it goes through the tata, the ro, puawai, and then into the wider world, taiao, and it's trying to get it from a Ko-Fi perspective. It's really cool.
Oh, epic.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Highly recommend. There's plenty of puro all over this thing, a lot of wind instruments here. Who's doing that?
That'll be me.
Okay, I'm going to give you massive props, man. How long have you been playing the puro?
Only a few years now. I feel like delving into the tangata puro sort of world. It was a really like pivotal moment when I was it was a reggae sound system sort of dance up here in Tāmaki, and the DJ put on Ipurangi, the track I mentioned earlier, and so it was big blasting putatara with like this heavy dub kind of bass line, and I was just like, whoa, what the hell is this? And then I think also been hearing Accept that Twisted Frequency played his remix of Hirere Tiara by Mokotron, and kind of before it was released, and was just like, oh my god, this is amazing. So my route to tangata puro has actually been for electronic music, and then since then I've sort of really just fallen in love with tangata puro, and really sort of wanting to also sort of honor puro in their own right. For the last years I've been sort of slowly gathering more pieces, have some amazing puro from artists like Thomas Carroll, Kiel Kasky, Elijah Revel. And recently I've been linked up with up here in Tāmaki, we have a Tangata Puro Ropu, Tāmaki Ororo, and we've been doing a bunch of wānanga recently, and it's been really nice to connect and playing puro outside of this electronic music spaces, and kind of particularly into taiao and
in a more quote-unquote traditional space, I guess.
I guess so, because I guess the way that I mainly use them is quite like a, I wouldn't say like non-traditional, but in a new sense, you know, it's something which is quite new.
More contemporary sense. As you mentioned before, there's sort of one verse that's recurring all over this thing, and that's the waiata that Ngaio is singing, and it just comes across, and it really is quite hypnotic. That, along with the fact that every track sort of starts off in the same way, as the sort of hypnosis effect. But I want to touch on that waiata. Where does that come from? Like, is that, you know, whereabouts does that come from?
I'm not really sure, to be honest. It's probably, I mean, it's, you know, it's generations and generations old. There's and there probably likely are different versions of it depending on where you're from, depending on your iwi. This one really comes from Marty Marsden. So Marty Marsden was a kind of renowned tohunga and scholar and priest from up north, in the far north. So this version comes from Marty Marsden, but it's a very, very common item that you'll hear like all around the motu. And it's been really amazing having some friends who, after we've performed our set, have come up and said, "Oh my God, I've just learned, I just was just learning this waiata like in my like reo class." Or one of them was, you know, talking about how in their kindergarten, you know, this is one they were teaching to the kids. And so really cool hearing, you know, that people have been learning this, and then when they get to hear us doing our version, it sort of adds to, adds to it and kind of shows the different direction that you can take it.
Completely. Not only have you just put out this three-part waiata under Torua, but you, under the name Te Manu, have got an EP coming out next Friday, and it features Ngaio from Torua on one or two tracks, where you draw on, obviously, the origins of the universe for the track you've just put out. The new EP is focused on drawing from Pūrākau and Kōrero Whakapapa. What Pūrākau do you draw on specifically?
Yeah, well, the kind of theme of this EP, Ira Tangata, coming up, is around knowledge and our capacity to know. And with some of the Pūrākau of Te Ao Māori, this sort of this capacity for knowledge is what makes us human, and kind of defines our ira tangata, like our humanness. So I guess one of the main ones that we're drawing is Tēnei O. So that in Tēnei O, it kind of tells the story of when Tāne ascended to the heavens and brought down the three baskets of knowledge. So that's the first track on the EP, and then throughout it, kind of exploring, you know, what does it mean to learn? What does it mean to hold knowledge? I mean, the final track with Ngai on it, again, this track, Anamata, is... Anamata sort of refers to future visions, and it kind of poses this question of what do we do with our knowledge? It's not enough just to, you know, be clever and know things, but how are we going to use this knowledge to shape the future and to kind of ensure that things are all good for our mukapuna and our descendants going forward. That's kind of what the EP's of drawing on and what it's exploring. Yeah,
that's so awesome. I often think that we know our capacity for knowledge is actually quite limited in the society that we live in, right? I think our societies are far too complex and far too big to function properly. You know, I think we need to really reduce the amount of knowledge we can know. It feels like everything's quite overwhelming. I mean, yeah. Do you think we know too much these days?
A little bit, but maybe, you know, like data versus knowledge, you know, information versus knowledge, and different types of knowledges. So, I don't know. I'm currently doing my PhD at Auckland Uni, so I'm a big champion for knowledge.
I love knowledge as much as the next guy, but sometimes it feels like there's just... with the internet, it's just too much stuff. We need to reduce the amount of stuff we have and be focused more on knowledge rather than information, as you say. Anyway, thank you for coming on the program today and talking about that new EP and about this new three-part waiata, Te Timatanga. Thank you so much. Do you have any final thoughts, words, opinions, considerations for our listeners?
Oh, just first, kia ora to Zach. Thanks for getting me on. I really appreciate it. So a shout out Brendan Shankara, the third part of the project. We kind of haven't mentioned him too much, but Brendan does all the kind of amazing, drippy soundscape stuff in our music. So I just want to make sure I acknowledge Brendan. But I guess the thing I want to throw out there is we've got a government who's really just defunding the arts, making it really hard for people to get by. And that's why a lot of festivals are struggling. You know, so going to Splore Festival, where it was the last Splore, it was because people can't afford to go to Splore, and it's not supported by the government. Twisted Frequency is facing the same thing. So a really effective way we can do to support the arts is get this government out. So that's kind of what I want to leave that with. And just a big thanks to everyone listening. Really appreciate it. I mean, I've never been down to Otipoti, but I'd love to come down.
You've got to come down. If you love beaches, we've got beaches galore.
Yeah.
They're probably all better than Auckland beaches as well.
You guys have sea lions as well down those ways. That's epic.
They're so dope. They're so cool. You see them all the time. Yeah, well, you have to come down sometime, see our beaches. We'll exchange some knowledge. And, yeah, thank you so much, man.
Oh, kia ora, Zach.
Kia ora. That was Finn Bellingham, folks, from Tōrua. We're talking to Finn about Tōrua's new three-part waiata, Te Timatanga, which you can find wherever you find your music. But I would definitely suggest going to Bandcamp. Check it out there. Check it out over there. Here is Tōrua with Te Pū. It's a track that's currently sitting at the Kaumātahi 11 on our top 11 countdown this week. You're listening to The One. Keep it locked. We'll see you soon.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.